Tell my people my time is now. My time is right now, saith the Lord. All who are ready will go with me. My time is now, saith the Lord. These are days where the lukewarm has chosen. People have taken sides. My return is now, saith the Lord. I had my servants to share with my people to be ready, that they be not left, to make their lamps bright, to go forward, not backwards, and not to deviate. Many have listened, and many more have not. But I'm ready to return. In returning, my return is a judgment against the wicked. The choices that were made were choices from the heart in both directions. My people chose me. The wicked chose Satan. Judgment will arise. Terrible times are upon mankind in response to their choice. Those who are here after my return will see strong delusion. Because of their choices. Because they didn't take heed to my word. They didn't walk in my love. They chose against it. But those who follow me and those who I've taken with me, those who I bring with me are mine forever, and greater glories are ahead of them forever. Those who love the world will perish with the world. Those who hate the ways of the world will live, saith the Lord. Those who survive the wrath and the judgments of this world will remain. They should have listened ahead of time. Those I couldn't take with me was because of their choice. Choices are very important. The road you take, the friends you choose, the life you live. My word protects those who walk in it, those who walk contrary to my word, walk out of protection. Those who love my word receive greater glories. Greater glory, saith the Lord. Understand that those who chose the world have chosen the wicked way. I love my people. I've withheld the enemy. But those who choose his ways, those who choose darkness, those who ignore light, will be devastated by what they see arise on earth. Those who love me and walk with me will be spared, saith the Lord. Tell my people I love them. Tell my people I'm with them. Tell my people they are safe. They've chosen my love. My love is their power. My love is their power. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my spirit. And those who choose to walk in my love, they walk with me, and I guide them, and they respond in faith, because they love me. Those who don't love me will not follow me. Those that don't love me will not keep covenant. Only those that love me will walk out of darkness and reject it and enter into life, saith the Lord. Only those who love me, only those who love my word, only those who love each other. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for the word that you've given. I thank you for the sanction. I thank you for all that you're doing in your people. All that love you, all that care about you. I pray that you will mightily move throughout your people. And Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the understanding you provided. And I pray that you will continue to move throughout your people until your mighty return. I love the people of God. I love all people. The Lord taught me to love people. And I testify right now that when you love God and you seek Him and walk with Him, He'd share things with you. And I have always longed to share the things that the Lord have given me. Most of the time, people take it the wrong way when you try to help them or explain these things. But those who have the love of God in them, they have a longing for more. And they're more receptive. Whenever there's pride, the pride hinders people from hearing from somebody younger, or if people don't expect you to have knowledge that God has given, people don't always respond like you want them to. If they still love the world, they feel challenged. In all kind of ways people feel. But when you follow Him, when you receive His knowledge, it's beautiful. The more I learn of the Lord, the more I love Him. But in these last days, it seems like when people are angry, they'd rather be angry than to forgive. Or if they're in strife, they'd rather remain in strife than to let it go. Or if they're in lust, they'd rather be in lust, if that's what they chose. Not to mention the greedy. But pride is the knife in the humanity's back. Pride is what takes us out. But as we draw near to the living love of God, we can let all that old stuff go and walk in His way and in His logic. The more He teach me and the more I understand, the more I appreciate Him. The Word of God is the knowledge of love. When we receive His love, we receive His power. And I preach these things boldly. I didn't know the Lord was going to give me a prophetic word this morning. But I did my best to speak exactly what He was saying. And I love Him. And I agree with Him, totally. And I'm going to publish this too. Those who love God and honor Him, it's easy to see what He's doing. It's easy to understand. But all the pride, the greed, the lust, the division, the anger, it interferes. That's why people stick to the world. And some people knew these things and went with the world. And they went to worldly ways of doing things. They even sought out people that would preach what they want. This is not new. They tried to get Isaiah to preach smooth things. They tried to get Jeremiah to preach smooth things, prophesy deceits. And greedy men, they learned that they can get away with evil, and people will funnel their money right into their pockets as long as they preach what they want. There are so many wiles of the devil. But when you're in your prayer room hearing God talk, and then people are preaching and acting opposite to that, you know there's a problem. And only the wisdom of God can solve it. We don't do things in our strength. We do it in His. So if you live according to His strength as a way of life, you'll be like David. You'll be much set by. You'll be so much farther along, further along in life. David was in a different category than the men he grew up with, even the king. King Saul was afraid of his wisdom. He feared that David was going to be king. Then when David acted in wisdom, he feared some more. This is the way of proud men. And proud people always get in fear. The moment they choose pride, they also get in fear, and that fear will drive them mad. He went from being the king of Judah and Israel down to begging an Amalekite to take his life. That's the knife in the back of all those who are proud. They get in fear and they ask for death. What people have thrown away when they refuse the love of God, they not only did they throw away their future in the kingdom of God, but the healing process in this life as well, and the lives they would have touched, and the wisdom that God has given them to be a blessing, all of it lost because they love the way of pride and they fear to change. What a waste. I can understand a man that loved the world and that's all he knew. I can see his heart getting hard. But those who have tasted the way and rejected it, that still boggles my mind. But if you stay in the love of God, how can you do such? And that's been the problem. In Sunday school, Sister Deborah said that Joyce Myers mentioned that all of her books would be bestsellers except for the one that dealt with love. They leave those on the shelf. And that's our backbone. People want their lives healed and changed, but love is the way. That's the foundation. Without love, none of it works. Without love, none of it makes sense to the mind. So Jesus taught us to protect our first love and walk in it. Stay safe. That's the theme of what he said to the seven churches. That's the theme of what he said on the Sermon on the Mount. Giving us the mindset to love not only those that do you good, but those that do you evil. But the people who have chosen another path, even the Lord that loves them has to release judgment against them. He can't take them to heaven. They're not going. They chose not to. And he don't like doing judgment. But he has to. You know, when they cut out cancer, they cut some of your body out with it. Under perfect circumstances, nobody would cut part of your body out. But if they don't, the rest of your body would be consumed by cancer, just like the evil men. And sin has a limit. God hates it so much that he invented time. He invented time to kill sin. But in eternity, it's like one day. I don't even know how all this works. I just have to go by the scriptures and what I read. And what the Lord explained to me. I have to believe him. If you really love God, you become a good student. And it's everybody's responsibility to at least be a student of life and learn how life works. But I love the Lord my God and King. I am not disappointed in what he's doing. Every time he teaches me something or brings something to my attention, even when he prepared me to believe, as long as my faith is lit, if I've got the faith of the size of a mustard seed, he'll speak to me until it grows. When he speaks to me in repetition, my antennas go up, so to speak. And he's been saying that his return is imminent. His return is imminent. And now it's here. And I still have plans. I'm going to carry on with my daily routines until he shows up. I'm going to occupy till he comes. I'm going to pray against the evil that I see and pray for those that he put in my heart. And I'll close with this. Back in 2012, I couldn't remember the year. I had to pray. The Lord told me it was 2012. But he gave me he said, something's happened. He said, I want you to pray. Now, he came to me with this. I didn't know what was happening. He said, I want you to pray. I said, and I started praying. Because he said, something's going on in the spirit. I want you to pray now. So I started praying. I prayed for his people who follow him. And then I pray for his people that don't follow him. Now there's a story behind that. Because he taught me that the biggest problem in the church back in the 90s, that the biggest problem is his people don't follow him. So within my ministry, I try to alert people to that fact, to yield to God, just yield to the Lord. And again, people took that the wrong. They thought I was trying to tell them what to do or seem important or something. But I found out that if you yield to the Lord and let him guide your path according to Proverbs 5:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. If you keep him first, if you let him build the house will be built. If you try to build it, it's not going to work. We don't have the knowledge of ourselves to overcome the wiles of the devil of ourselves. We just don't. We don't know what people need. We don't know we know the facts that they need to know. But we're still at a loss when it comes to relaying those facts. Now, Jesus told his disciples to go out and preach the gospel and teach all men that he died for them. We do that. But the method and the wisdom comes from God for every single person. Now, you can go to the park and pass out tracts. You can tell people the basic gospel. I mean, that's a good gesture. But what I'm talking about when I say follow God, go before the Lord in prayer and get specifics. The Lord knows how to fish. You know, most of the young fishermen, they'll just go and buy a bag of worms and maybe a few minnows, and they'll go fish, and they'll probably catch some. And many of them don't. But professional fishermen know how deep to set their bait and where to fish and when to fish. And what side of the sun the lake, you know, what side of the sun of the lake the sun is on. They know other things. Now, a man that followed God, he's more like a professional fisherman. And the Lord knows where they are in real time. A professional fisherman will know where they should be. He know where they were last time. He know where the hot spots are. Even in the ocean, they drop big motor blocks so the fish can hide. You know, they know that that's where the fish are going to be trying to find the minnows. And they have their own coordinates. And they go to their hot spot and they take tourists to fish there. Now, God knows exactly and precisely where the fish are in real time. So he knows every person individually. Those who rely on him, he can cause them to say the perfect thing at the perfect time. They already have the anointing because he called them to the ministry. All he's going to do is activate it. But when you try to come up with a plan of your own, it's not the same. And people that grow churches, they do it God's way. Then when it grows, they start doing it their way. But those that follow him, they have better success. And the people don't backslide. They learn to win. I go to a church where people fight the good fight because the leadership fights the good fight. Never seen nothing like it in my life. Nevertheless, I've seen a lot of moves of God get destroyed because of petty jealousy, Cain jealousy. Somebody get in strife. Somebody want to leave. And then people want to know, why did you leave? What happened? They want gossip. Then they believe whatever you say or whatever is said. I've seen things just fall apart. Time and time again. That the Lord was beginning a mighty move. They were doing what they were supposed to do. But when the attack came, they fell apart. And I love the people that follow God. I love the people that don't, that that fail to follow God. But this time, in prayer, this time in prayer, I made the distinction. I said, I pray for those who follow God, and I pray for those who don't follow God. And the time I said, don't follow God, those that don't follow God, the Lord stopped me. He said, only pray for those who follow me. Only pray for those who follow me. I said, wow. And ever since that day, when I pray, I only pray for people who follow him. And in the word, Jesus prayed for his disciples and all those that hear him. He even said, my people follow me. They hear my voice and they follow me. A stranger they won't follow. So now, the grace, you know, the Lord used to allow me to pray that way, but he stopped me. Maybe I shouldn't have been praying for those who follow him all alone. Now I will pray that God open that. He gave them grace, and I thank him for it. And I've seen a lot of good things happen, but, you know, the prayer still stands for those who will hear. But that day, a distinction came about. So years went by, and I was listening to Henry Gruber. And you can go on YouTube and listen to it before the time runs out. In 2012, they had a sheep and goat nations. They were talking about the spiritual condition of the sheep and the goats, the sheep nations. And in that year, the men that were praying in the prayer room said that the Lord began to separate the sheep from the goats. And Henry Gruber agreed with it. So I said, Lord, what year was that you had me praying that way? I knew it was in the summertime, or in the spring at least. It was warm. And I was trying to remember who was still at work. That would give me a kind of a date. But nevertheless, this happened. And the Lord's been working a division. Even the way he guided me in ministry has changed. there was a lot of revelation he gave me about people that don't follow him. And now, the lukewarm Christians have taken sides. As he said to me last night, that the one of the reasons he's returning now is because the lukewarm, the number of the lukewarm people has shrunk. It's never been like it is now. They've taken sides one way or the other. There's more people now on God's side or Satan's side than caught in the middle. And he told me a few years ago that he's coming at the most strategic moment. And I believe him. Now, when you prophesy something or say God says something, you run the risk of looking like a fool. But I don't care. If I believe God says something, it's my responsibility to believe it and act on it. I don't get to choose what God wants to, I yield myself to him. For years I've been saying I'll do all that's in his heart. So, because I believe him, I'm going to do all that's in his heart. I'm doing this because I know that I'm right. I know that he said this. I know I asked, and he always answers. Now, when he answered me of something that I want, something that I'm seeking him for, I believe him. And so why should we not believe him when he say something that's risky, that he wants, or that's important? Some things are just too, it's important. If the Lord is about to do something this big, he said, I will do nothing unless I reveal it to his prophets, and when he reveals something, we share the responsibility of relaying what he reveals. I can't select what I'll say. That's what people want to hear, so I'll prophesy that. But over here, that's kind of shaky. I'm going to do it all. Because I represent him. And it's wisdom. Everything he said to me is wisdom. It is wisdom. It is justice. But see, the people who chose God's way, they come in every age. Sometimes they're old, sometimes they're young. The rapture is something I want to get caught up in it, but I definitely don't want to see it. I don't want to be here to see what happens. I don't want to see children come home and their parents are gone, or parents come home and some of their children are gone and some are still here. I don't want to see the days of the Antichrist, people in civil war killing each other. I think the things that I dread the most is a civil war. I don't want to see Americans killing Americans. And I prayed desperately against it. I don't want to see the Russia-China attack either. But I saw it in the spirit. And it's about to happen too. Not to mention the UFOs. UFOs? Yes, UFOs. They don't have a space force for nothing. I don't know why they have a space force. I don't have intelligence except for what I've heard people say. And I listen to credible people on the subject. But a little boy drowned and went to heaven. And I believe every bit of his testimony. The Lord took him to heaven and showed him the future. That once the World War III happens, the aliens will attack. And they're demonic, inspired aliens, The little boy called them demon aliens. And I understand that there was a war before God made man. So I'm not surprised that Satan would do something like that. And the days are forming. Jesus said they've seen war, but they don't have heart attacks over war. Their hearts are going to fail them for what they see come upon the earth. Jesus was talking about something else. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be when he comes. Get over it. And I know it's going to be bad. And I don't want to see it, but here it is. Those who survive, they'll have this for a testimony. They'll know that, you know, we knew about it. But it won't do them no good, but they'll know that they were wrong. Maybe it'll be a reference not to fall into the trap. See, the enemy's going to soup this thing up.